It's truly a wonderful thing to be able to awake, to come to worship God in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Over the last couple of weeks, today marking three, we've been talking about God and God being all present, God being all powerful. And today we're going to talk about God being all knowing. Some of the scriptures that we use talks about him in all three senses, others maybe two and others maybe one. So if you see some of the same scriptures being used, that is because they are saying the same about our God.
Amen.
The Bible will never ever change.
Amen.
We need to conform to God's word in order to be pleasing unto him.
Amen.
The title of the lesson this morning is God Knows Best Because He Is All Knowing. God knows best because he is all-knowing. The old television program that comes on still to this day, Father Knows Best. The title, I could have called this lesson, The Father Knows Best. There are sometimes in children's lives, young men especially, teenage boys, they go through a phase in life, or maybe I was just me, I don't know, where I would tell my dad that he did not know anything. I knew everything. He didn't argue with me. Yes, he knew best. But it was just a phase that I was going through. But as grown-ups, we go through phases in life, times, where we would say that God does not know what he's doing. God has made a mistake. You have chosen the wrong person. But God has never ever made a mistake.
Amen. Amen.
He is God.
Amen.
He did not have to ask anybody what to do and how to do it. He doesn't have to ask you anything about your life because he knows all these things. We have to trust in him, to know what is good for us. And as we find those things being good for us, we need to apply them to our lives. We, as we look in scripture, I know the scripture reading is there, and we're going to come to that in just a moment. But first, I would like for you to consider Jeremiah chapter 29. Verse 11 through 13. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 through 13. What are you going to, I know some of y'all are already thinking about this, what are you going to do after worship service this morning? What are you going to eat? What are you going to eat? It is a question or a thought that some of us has already worked our way through it. We know what we're going, where we're going. We know what we're going to eat. But then there are times where we have to ask somebody, what are you going to do? We even ask them, what do you want to do with this? Or better yet, we want to make a change in our lives. We're getting ready to move to a new place. We're getting ready to change jobs, or we're getting ready to change our complete lifestyle. We're getting ready to get married. We want to have children. But Gary, you are coming up on your senior year. What are you going to do after high school? Some older Christian may ask you a very simple question. Have you prayed about it? Have you inquired of God about it? Look what the Bible says. Gary may not know, but God knows. Verse 11 of Jeremiah 29. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil. To give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and will come and pray to me and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Do you think God doesn't know the plans that he has in store for Gary? Now Gary has to realize what God requires of him. And as he realizes those things, he starts to continue to look in his word and say, you know, I thought that I would do this, or I thought that I would do that, but I'm reading God's word, and God say, I should do this right here. And he starts to conform to the word of God, and he starts to change his plans to match up with the plans of God, that he may serve him and continue to be steadfast. That's a great thing. Why? Because God knows best. But we have to do as David did, as we read through Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6. We look at what the psalmist wrote here. And we look at verse 1 where he says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You, O Lord, have searched me and known me. And as we think about David saying, you, Lord, have searched me and known me, there is nothing that we can hide from God. Nothing, because he knows all. He goes back to saying that he's all present. He's everywhere we go. Every time we do something, God is there. He knows where we're going before we get there. He knows what we're going to do when we get there. He knows how we're going to react to every situation. You know when I sit down? You know when I rise up? Have you ever been in a situation where you were supposed to be watching someone and that person got away from you? You don't know where they are. You don't know, you know, have they been eaten by an alligator? Or they've been abducted by some molester, kidnapped by some serial rapist? You don't know. God knows. God knows. We need to pay more attention to our surroundings. We need to understand that, yes, God knows what's going to happen, but we need to be aware as well as what's going to happen. He said, you discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path for lying down and acquainted with all my ways. You know what I do. You know when I'm going to do it. You know how long I'm going to do it. God, you know these things. You hem me in. Behind and before, you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge, he says, is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. I don't know all those things, Lord. But you know them. He knows us. You know, again, we will get to the part of our lesson where that man says, well, you can't tell me what to do. God knows my heart. It's sad, but it's true. He knows our hearts. And that sad, that remark there is for those of you that think that just because You doing what you're doing and God knows your heart. You know, he knows what I meant, but yet you didn't do what you were supposed to. But God knows my heart. You're going to be judged according to your heart. Because God does know it. Let us get our lives in order. And let us do what is right. Because God is all knowing. We find in 1 Samuel chapter 2, as we talk about God knowing our hearts. He knows our actions. He's God. Yes, he knows our actions. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth derides my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. There is none holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you. There is no rock like our God." It says in verse 3, talk no more so very proudly. Let your arrogance come from your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by Him actions are weighed. As Hannah prayed to the Lord, God already knew what Hannah wanted. He already knew. But sometimes as we talk to God, we talk to Him as though He doesn't know. We talk to Him as He can't fix any of the problems that we have. We talk to Him as He's not ready to answer our prayer. He just wants us to ask sometimes. You want it? Ask for it. You have not. Why? Because you ask not. He's ready to give to us. Hannah, as Hannah prayed to the Lord, and we understand that Hannah prayed for a man-child, God answered her prayer. He knew what she wanted. He knew what she needed, and He gave her that very thing. And, of course, He knew that Hannah would be a woman of her word. "If you give me this man-child, I will give him back to you." And what did God do with him? God used Samuel. He used Samuel. So God knows our actions. He knows when we come to Him and we're praying to Him sincerely. He knows these things because He is God and He knows all. He knows all. In Psalm 94, verse 9 through 11, in Psalm 94, verses 9 through 11, He created us, therefore He knows us. I wonder when that baby is going to start walking. I wonder when that baby is going to start talking. I wonder when that baby is going to come to an understanding, or that child is going to come to an understanding that I am God, that I sent my Son to die for the sins of the world. I wonder when that's going to happen. God didn't have to wonder these things. Why? Because He's the Creator. He knows the day that baby is going to start walking. "Oh, mama's at work. Daddy called up. The baby took a step. Oh, I missed it." God didn't miss it. God is directing every step that baby takes. We have to, when we get older, we have to allow Him to direct our steps. Oh, we're going to get out of line from time to time, and God knows this. That is the reason He sent His Son, because of the times that man has gotten out of line. He sent His Son in order to get them back in line, that they may have a way back to the tree of life. It is through His Son. But God knows us. He created us, therefore He knows. And again, Psalm 94, starting with verse 9. Psalm 94, starting with verse 9. He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? He who disciplines the nation, does he not rebuke? He who teaches man knowledge, the Lord knows the thoughts of man. The Lord knows. Oh, don't nobody understand me. God understands you. Amen. You don't understand yourself. You don't understand God. So therefore, that is why you cry. That is why you're down on yourself and say, "No one understands me." If we would just get to know God, we would understand that we have a friend. We would understand that we have someone to talk to. We would understand that when we're lonely, that we're really not alone. God is there. He knows that we need Him. He doesn't need us. We need Him because He knows everything. You met those people. I said this a couple of weeks ago. You know, you met that person that knows everything. Can't tell him nothing. Can't tell her anything. God He is the only one that knows everything. We need Him. He created us, so therefore He knows us. Knows us better than we know ourselves. We don't understand sometimes why we do what we do, but God understands. We're still trying to figure these things out. Lord, why am I here right now? Why am I doing the things I do? You're asking the best person. You're asking the right one, and that is God. But Solomon, he tells us why we're here. He tells us that our duty, the whole duty of man, the whole nature of man, is to fear God and to keep His commandments. Amen. He hasn't never told us anything that would hurt us. He's only told us the things that will help us. And He knows the man that's going to walk down the right way, and He knows the man that's going to walk down the wrong way. God knows these things. Again, we say, I knew that He was going to do that. I knew that you was going to say that. Oh, no, we could only hope that someone would do right, or they would say the right thing. And then we could only think that he would do the wrong thing or say the wrong thing. But God knows. God knows because He is our creator. Oh, why, you know, Brother Glenn, he works on computers. Brother Glenn, why did that computer do that? Well, he said, I don't know. I need to analyze it. Why did that man kill that woman? Why did that woman kill that baby? We don't know. We don't know. Oh, they go talk to a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist says, oh, that's because they were crazy. Let's wait until the judgment and really find out. They don't make it in, that means that person wasn't crazy. That means that person knew what they were doing, and God knew that, so therefore they're held accountable for their actions. Oh, he don't know any better. She don't know any better. They need to get to know God. You know, we can teach people. There are some people that are unteachable. You can tell them things. They can remember it for a moment, then the next minute they don't remember. That means they really didn't learn. But when we learn about God, that He is all-knowing, and we learn that He is all-powerful, we learn that He's all-present, we learn that He sent His Son to die for us, we learn those things, then we figure out and find out what should we do about the situation. The situation I'm talking about is our lives. What should we do about it? God is watching. He's waiting. He's all-powerful. He can save us. And He knows when we return to Him. He knows these things. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21. How many of you have ever had someone ask you, well, why are you looking at me? The Incredibles, the little boy standing out there looking up, and what are you waiting on? I'm waiting on something incredible to happen. What are we waiting on today? What are we waiting on today? What are we waiting on in order to get our lives in order? God is watching us. He sees us. He knows, again, every move that we will make. Proverbs 5:21, for a man's ways are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. He knows the way we're going to go. You know, God has given man the freedom to choose. Choose right or choose wrong. Why did God put that tree in the midst of the garden? That's where he wanted to put it. He's God. Why did the woman eat of that tree? Because she was not God. She thought that when she ate of that tree that she could be like a god, because the devil lied to her. Did God know that the devil was going to do that? Yes, he did. Did he know what his next move was going to be once the woman and the man ate of that tree? Yes, he did. These things God has planned out because he's all-knowing. I need to make a way for mankind in order to be where I want them to be. So they can't live in the garden anymore. I need to put them out. But before I put them out, I'm going to make sure I clothe them. And he did that. He clothed them. He had already had all these things planned out. Again, he's all-knowing. He created these animals. Animals that he could skin in order to make clothing for mankind. Now what people do today, they get mad when you start wearing animal clothing or furs and all that other stuff. Be mad at God. Are you willing to do that? Some say, yes, I am. He shouldn't have never done it. But he's God. He knows what's best for us. He watches our every move. Keep an eye on him. Keep an eye on her. Why? You don't know what they're going to do next. God knows. And he's prepared for the moves that we are ready to make. He's made plans. The plan is set in action. What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? Are we going to accept all that God tells us in his word? Or are we going to say, he really don't know. Now, I like to do it this way. Or I like to do it that way. Oh, that's really not what God meant. We don't have to look at that. He means what he says, and he says what he means. He is God, all-knowing. So he watches our every move. He watches our every move. Because God is all-knowing. Man's ways were in full view of him. Man's ways were in full view of him. This, again, the same scripture. Full view. Can you escape him? No, we found out that he's all-present. Can we overpower him? No, we found out that he's all-powerful. This is God. Who are you talking about? I'm talking about the creator of the heavens and the earth. I'm talking about the one that named all the stars in the heavens. I'm talking about the one that knows us better than we know ourselves. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about God. Do you know him? Do you know him? If you don't know him, you need to get to know him. And as you get to know him, you need to understand that you need to follow his commands. Listen to his voice. He is the creator of us. Acts chapter 27, verse 21 through 25. You know, there are some times where we go through problems in this life. We have some difficult times that we encounter. And there are people that say, you know, are we going to make it out of this situation in which we've gotten ourselves into? Or are we going to make it out of this situation in which these men have came and taken us? Are we going to make it out? Well, sometimes as we read through scriptures, God has given them a message to let them know that he's aware of your situation. You know, the Bible tells us that we shall reap if we faint not. God knows. He said, if you do not faint, you shall reap. Is that too hard to understand? People say, well, I've been going through this a long time. I've been in this same situation for a long time, and I'm just tired. I can't do it anymore. Have you ever ran a race and you just gave up? The finish line is right there. I can't make it any further. What am I going to do? I tell you what, I'm going to turn around. And I'm going to walk back in the opposite direction. Instead of going on across the finish line, I'm going to turn around and walk in the opposite direction. Does that make any sense? Does not. But you know what God knows? God knows the one that's going to give up. He knows the one that's going to hold on. He gives us that choice once again. Hold on. Don't give up. Keep pressing on. Keep doing what is right. Keep listening to my voice. I know best. It's God. I know best. Read there in Acts 27, starting with verse 21. Since they had been without food for a long time, Paul stood up among them and said, "Men, you should have listened to me and not have set sail for Crete and incurred this injury and loss. Yet now," he says, "I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship." Now, let's just act like there's nothing else after that. Well, who are you, Paul? How can you tell me that no one is going to lose their lives? How can you tell me that the only thing is going to be lost is the ship? If the ship go down, what's going to happen to us? Talk to someone about going out and on a cruise. They say, that's too much water to drink. That ship go down, what you going to do? Pull that string. The life preserver is gonna protect you. Did they have life protectors back then? You think they had that flotation device? Pull that string and poof. You know, if the ship go down, I'm going to be all right. See, when they heard the word of Paul just didn't tell them that just to be telling them. Verse 23 says, for this very night there stood before me an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I worship. The God in whom I worship. The God to whom I belong. The God that knows everything. And this is what he said. Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. And behold, God has granted you all those who sail with you. Not just you, Paul. You're not going to be the only one saved. Those that are sailing with you, they will be saved as well. You know, I believe that sometimes when we're going through situations or we're in a situation, we're in the midst of a storm, we give up. We forget that God knows what we're going through and He's waiting on us to call upon Him as He did with Jonah. Jonah cried to the Lord. The Lord knew what Jonah needed before Jonah ever asked for it. But Jonah had to turn to God. He had to put trust in God. And when we turn to Him and we put our trust in Him, no matter what happens, we are ready for it. We are ready for it. Whether we come out of the storm or whether we remain in the storm, we still trust in God because we know, as the three Hebrew boys said, I know that He's able to save me. If He do, that's fine. If He don't, oh well. Are we willing to say that today? God knows. He knows us. As He said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, who's a just and upright man, one that fears God and shuns evil? God knew Job. He knew that Job would hang on. Even when Job's wife said, why don't you curse God and die, Job? You sound like one of the foolish women. You think God didn't know what Job's wife was going to say? You think God didn't know what Job's response was going to be? Even with his friends, Job still stood because he trusted in God. And God knew Job. Does God know us today? Amen. Are we willing to trust in Him and say that God knows all things? Brother Fair would say to those that say, I know God. I know the Lord. Does the Lord know you? Does the Lord know you? That's what it's all about. He knows everything, but does He know you? Because what does the Bible say in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 23? Well, He knows everything, but if you're not living right, if you do not die right, He will say, I don't know you. Whoa. Does the Scriptures contradict itself? No, it does not contradict itself. He knows those that are His. He knows His sheep. Are you His sheep today? He still knows. He knows everything. He knows in the end who He's got to put on the left. He knows who He's got to put on the right. He knows who He's going to say, enter in, my good and faithful servant. He knows who He's going to have to tell, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. He knows those things. He's God. He's God. He knows what a rich man is right now. He knows what Lazarus is right now. He's God. He's God. He even knows if the brothers of the rich man would turn their lives around. And the Bible doesn't say if they did or didn't, but the rich man was pretty sure that if someone didn't come back from the dead, that they wouldn't. That didn't happen. No one came back from the dead. Are you willing today to believe that God knows everything? Are you willing to believe that God is all present? Do you believe that God is all powerful? Do you believe, as Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek? Do you believe that baptism saves? Do you believe that? Do you believe that you need to make that confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Do you believe that you need to go down into the watery grave of baptism? If you believe all of those things and you have not done so, please, please, please do so before you lose your life. Because if you don't believe all those things, I believe that it's going to be hard for you to believe that you're going to be judged according to what you have done and what you have not done. But the Bible is clear that the unbelievers will have their part in the lake which burns with fire. If you don't believe anything else, believe that. Why should I believe that? I don't believe that there's a God. Well, go back outside. Look at the trees. And ask yourself, who made this tree grow like it is growing? Who knew that this tree would lose its leaves in the wintertime or in the fall? They change colors and fall out of those trees before winter hits. And then come spring, they start coming back out. Ask yourself, who did that? Who is the only one that had the power to make a tree grow like that? Or look up at the sky and say, man, those are some pretty clouds. I wonder who created them. Or this sun that I am just enjoying. It's supposed to get up to 90 today, if not higher. Who made it as hot as it did? Who did that? It was God. But as you ponder all those things, ponder the thought of being separated away from Him throughout all eternity in an eternal fire. Or you would ponder the ideal or living with Him throughout all eternity without ever having to see darkness again. That's the God that we serve, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the God that can do any and everything, because all things are in His power and He knows all things. And again, He sees everything that we do because He's all present. I hope and pray that somebody is here this morning that are thinking about how they're living their lives. And if you are away from Him, that you're willing to come to Him. And if you are a part of the family of God, but yet you have separated yourself away from Him because of sin, we're asking you to come back this morning.
Amen.
Because again, tomorrow is not promised to us.
Amen.
Your life is but a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanished away. Put your trust in God and do the things that are right. If you're hearing your 17th invitation, we ask you to please come as we stand and sing.